From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Military Pacific Command said Saturday there was no ballistic missile threat to Hawaii after a message was sent in error to Hawaii's residents' mobile phones. A spokesman for the command said it detected no ballistic missile threat to Hawaii and that the message warning had been sent in error. For the second time, U.S. President Trump has waived economic sanctions on Iran under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group helped broker the Iran nuclear deal under the Obama administration.
This is a reflection of the dilemma that the administration faces. The deal that's working, the deal they don't like. What do they do about it? They continue so far to waive the sanctions on the grounds that it would be a self-inflicted blow for the U.S. to be isolating itself by saying we're walking away from the deal. But continued sanctions, continued uncertainty thrown, climate of uncertainty over the deal to make sure that Iran doesn't get all the benefits of the deal.
The president approved new sanctions, stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Continued backlash after reports that the president used a vulgar term to describe Haiti African nations in El Salvador. Statements to have been acknowledged by Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who was in the Oval Office meeting when the president is said to have used the expletive.
I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday. You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
And again, the president has denied making the statements. This is VOA News. The bodies of two more crew members of an Iranian oil tanker have been recovered after a collision last week between the tanker and a Chinese cargo ship. Chinese state media say the bodies were recovered Saturday morning in the deck of the adrift still burning Sanchi. Pope Francis is scheduled to visit Chile and Peru next week, but it's likely to be overshadowed by the church's sex abuse scandal in Chile and political troubles in Peru. Only a few days ahead of the trip, vandals in Chile firebombed three churches in the capital, Santiago, and left a threatening note for the Pope. California rescuers have started making a second pass through areas hit hard by deadly mudslides earlier in the week, searching for survivors in the disaster already known to have killed 17 people. After nearly 7 years of war, the UN survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month, and that's nearly half that sum going toward food, VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt. UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says that makes refugees vulnerable.
Obtaining legal residency continues to be a challenge, leaving refugees exposed to an increased risk of arrest, hindering their ability to register their marriages and making it more difficult for them to find daily labor, send their children to school, or access health care.
Spindler tells VOA the precarious situation facing Syrian refugees is pushing them into adopting negative coping mechanisms such as early marriage and child labor.
Researchers say climate change is responsible for the vast majority of green sea turtles in the northern Great Barrier Reef off Australia being female. The scientists say the temperature at which turtle eggs incubate determines the sex of hatchlings and warn that warmer conditions are creating a dangerous gender imbalance. One possible solution to the gender imbalance is to put up tents over beaches where turtles nest to give them shade. Dr. Colin Limpus, Queensland chief scientist, says that cloud seeding is another option.
There is consideration being given to having artificial rain. It's being considered primarily for how can we get the turtles nesting successfully. At the same time, it's going to cool the sand and should shift the sex ratio towards an increase in males.
The green turtle is one of the largest sea turtles and the only herbivore. Among the different species, they are named for the greenish color of their cartilage and fat, not their shells, and they are classified as endangered. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.